This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it's Ezra and Lynn on the evening edition. Sean Tunnis has joined us from the news desk as we take a look at the markets. But before that, this story, Sean, Gojek has marked its entry into Singapore's ride-hailing market with the launch of its app today. What's the story here?
So they launched the beta version of its app in Singapore to do a test run before a full launch next year. And this is part of the Indonesian company's expansion plan in the region. So Singapore has approved the entry, and now this prototype will run and will only be available for trips in the eastern parts of Singapore. And they've set aside about $500 million for this expansion plan. So this basically pits them against Singapore-based Grab, which is currently the only ride-hailing operator in the region.
Right.
Mainly after Uber's exit in March. And Gojek recently also revealed that it has 105 million app users, just about 5 million behind Grab's 110 million users. So, I mean, there were a lot of concerns about Grab's monopoly in this
sure.
segment, right? And I guess this is a highly anticipated development for consumers.
So the Straits Times have reported that some 20,000 drivers in Singapore have already inquired about signing up with Gojek. Clearly, this opens up the market not only for consumers, but it also gives, I suppose, more options for drivers to choose where they want to work.
Yeah, because Gojek didn't exactly reveal the number of drivers who have registered so far, but I guess it's inevitable a lot of Grab drivers are among those who are changing camps. And there's this Facebook group called Singapore Private Hire Car Drivers and Riders Community. And they ran a poll which found 86% of about 1,200 respondents would rather move to Gojek than remain with Grab.
Well, for that might be quite encouraging for Gojek, a little bit more concerning for Grab, given it's an 86% leaning towards that. Did they point out any reason for this?
Yeah, they're mainly switching in the hope of better work condition. I think hope or harapan is like the word
for
the year for changing camps, I guess. And a report quoted this driver who jumped from Uber to Grab in March. Mm-hmm. He claimed Grab drivers have to work about 12 to 18 hours to make ends meet, something that was apparently less common under Uber. And he also said it's if drivers choose or cancel their rides, they get locked out of the Grab app.
That's right.
Which he feels unfair because they are still paying car rental every day, but there are also drivers who are skeptical of Gojek, and they believe Grab is still more transparent because they clearly indicate the final destination. They also indicate exactly how much they will earn. But overall, I guess competition is great for all stakeholders. In fact, Gojek President Andre Solistio said today, if there's only one dominant player in the market, the service level goes down and they stop listening to customer complaints. So I guess if Singapore becomes a success for them, their eyes probably will be locked on the Malaysian market after that.
So moving on to Bursa then, Bumi Armada shares plunged to an all-time low earlier today. What's happening there?
Yeah, there's been a lot of selling pressure on Bumi Armada today. It closed down 28.3% at 19 cent, and Bloomberg says the counter's relative strength index indicates the shares were oversold, with trading volume increasing more than double the 20-day average today. Over 167.3 million shares were traded today. This also follows a couple of analysts downgrading the stock to hold and neutral.
Sean, thank you very much that market round.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.